Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. This is just a test of a pair of earbuds I just purchased by a company called Echo. I think it's Echo Unlimited. And supposedly on the back of the package, it says it was founded and designed by Mark Echo. I suppose he lives in New York. He's sitting on the trunk of a New York taxi cab. They're red, which is a little bit odd, but that's okay. And they were only $14 Canadian on sale from $18.99. I'm just trying them out because my dear cat, I don't know which one, ate my earbuds. My Koss. I had a pair of Koss earbuds. They were pretty good, actually, overall. Sounded really good. Now, these earbuds have, they're in-the-ear type earbuds, which I'm not particularly fond of, because I seem to have a problem with my right ear. I think we're all asymmetrical to some degree, so our right side of our bodies and our left side of our bodies are not exactly the same. So what I'm going to do, if it doesn't make too much noise, and I'm going to remove one of these little rubber earbud pieces and put in a smaller one. Because if my ears are asymmetrical, then having asymmetrical earbuds would make sense. Let's see if that, it feels okay, and you're probably hearing that, I'm sorry. The isolation seems to be the same on both sides, and they're pretty sound isolating, I must admit. Now, they have a built-in microphone, which I'm using currently, so one of the reasons why I wanted to record this audio boot is to see what the microphone sounded like. And they even give you a little pouch. Maybe I'll take a picture of it to go with my audio boo. Little pouch in which I can put the little earbud rubber silicone thingies. And the headphones themselves, or the earbuds themselves. I have to admit that the design of the box is very intriguing, very easy to open, and in fact, sorry for the noise, it's actually quite interesting because the box has a little plastic clip that closes off, so you can actually put the earphones back into the box if one wishes to. And look at that, close it right back up, and it's a little presentation box, so I may see if I can get a picture of both these items for my cover art. Let me move my batteries. I bought batteries at the pharmacy for our smoke alarm, because I had temporarily put in some rechargeables, but I don't really trust the rechargeable batteries in a smoke alarm. So although I always tend to buy rechargeable batteries because of the cost and the recycling factor, but there's some places where I will not skimp. And I got some, they're actually, the name brand is Easy Picks, which is the pharmacy's own name brand for all sorts of photo-related material. And they're called Easy Picks Ultra Alkaline or Ultra Digital Alkaline batteries. So that's good. I put those in the smoke alarm. I'm going to go and hang that in a moment. Of course, those of you familiar with North American practices of buying hot dogs and hot dog buns know that I believe hot dogs are sold in packages of 10. And hot dog buns are traditionally sold in packages of a dozen, so 12. that's sort of what it is with our smoke alarm. We have a kitty that's spelled K-I-D-D-E, smoke alarm, which takes 3 double A's. But of course, most double A packages come in 4. So at least twice a year, I have an extra battery. I suppose in 1.5 years' time, I can then have a three set of batteries. Can you say that? A three set to put in the smoke alarm. So it's almost 1 o'clock here in Montreal. It's kind of a gray day. I was thinking of taking the V-Strom around the block. I may or may not do that. I'm still debating. I do have some work to do on some report writing, so I think I'll go and do that now for about an hour. And if the weather holds up, yeah, I may just take the V-Strom out for a spin. Again, just around the block, because I'm not supposed to be riding alone. Shh. But it's literally around the block. And it's kind of funny because I can actually ride the bike through the grass, through my lawn. Maybe I'll do that. And if I have time, maybe I'll even record it. I know. What else have I got to do, right? Actually, I was thinking of recording it on Vine, because I've never used Vine before. But the thing is, Vine only gives you 20 seconds, 10 seconds of video. So by the time I get, you know, if I push the button on my phone to start recording the Vine, by the time I get to the motorcycle, I'll already finish. So unless somebody was recording me driving in and out of my ditch or something like that, maybe I'll ask my daughter at some point to do that. Silly stuff. Anyway, just having fun. That's the name of the game. And just want to finish up with something. This morning we went to an open house for a high school not too far from here. And we went to see because my daughter's going to high school next year. So we have to start thinking about choosing schools. She's already sort of chosen the school. And the amazing part is this school actually has uniforms. And today, the principal of the school, the principal, mind you, announced to everybody in a meeting, we were all there being greeted and told about this international baccalaureate program, which my daughter will be doing the test to get into this special program. She may not be able to get into it, but if she does get into it, I'd really like it, because it really teaches critical thinking and being a good, you know, global citizen, and compassion and problem solving and going beyond just mere existence, which it fits me to a T, I think. So I'd really like her to get into that program. But the thing about what the principal said that stunned me, and I think, you know, may have made several of the parents in the room cringe, but they actually encourage kids to bring their iPods and iPhones and Android devices to school. And they encourage them to use them in the classroom, obviously in a classroom academic setting. That was kind of refreshing to me. And it's funny, when they said it, I immediately Bernie Golbach, because he does use that technology in his classroom and teaches, you know, all about social networking and I guess being a good, what would you call that, cyber citizen, I guess, cyber citizen, yes. And that's what they were talking about, electronic citizenship, I believe the principal mentioned. So I'm rather excited for my daughter. I think she's got a great, exciting high school to look forward to. Thank you for listening.